Amen.
Amen.
Lord, how much we love you and we love your word.
Amen.
We believe you have a special word for us.
Amen.
So take us away to a high mountain this morning.
Right. Amen.
Clear every sky, Lord.
Amen.
Speak through our brother.
Amen.
You anoint him in a rich way.
Amen.
You give life to his mortal body.
Amen.
To your spirit that indwells him.
Amen.
Thank you for this oracle, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, strengthen him and flow out of him.
Amen.
Rivers of living water.
Amen.
How much we all need our thirst quenched this morning.
Amen.
How much we need the living bread.
Amen.
Lord, we live because of your word.
Amen.
So speak the word to your church this morning.
Amen. Lord, thank you we can all be here this morning.
Amen.
We are living under a cloudless sky.
Amen.
We are drinking from this fountain that never runs dry.
Amen.
Thank you we come to you as the source of every good thing.
Amen.
So we do come to you by coming to your living word.
Amen.
We pray you will cleanse us, you will anoint us, you will uplift our view.
Amen.
You will grant us a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
Amen.
In the full knowledge of you.
Amen.
So do anoint your word and anoint every one of us.
Amen.
We pray in your own precious name.
Amen. 主啊，赞美你把我们带到一起。 在晴朗的天空下，是，在没有任何遮蔽的前面，来到你面前，主啊，我们今天仰望你灵的高摩，也把智慧和启示的灵赐给我们，让我们在你的说话里面，有你的同在，阿门。
Even though it has been 7 weeks since I last spoke to you here on the Lord's Day morning,
上一次和弟兄姊妹们见面说话是大约七周前。
But I was not completely out of touch because I've been keeping up with what the other brothers have shared.
虽然如此，我并没有这个，我对每一件事情都知道得很清楚，因为我也知道弟兄们分享了什么。And
particularly this week, we are reviewing the burden for this training, which is the second time around on the Book of Exodus.
特别是这一周，我们在复习刚刚结束的夏季训练。这夏季训练，这次是。
And I want to tell you that I have received the training outlines from some saints, both electronically and also in hard copies.
这次训练的纲要，我电子档和这个纸版的我都收到了。
And some saints actually have sent me their transcription of their notes. Taken in the live training, they send me throughout the week.
弟兄姊妹们还把这个听抄稿都寄给我了。via
this modern wonder of electronic transmission.
这个今天啊，这个电子时代啊，是非常方便的地方。So
I think I can share with you this morning.
所以我觉得我今天早上完全可以和你们交通。I
particularly want to tell you that how the Lord has touched me with His Word during the last week.
我特别是想和弟兄姊妹们分享过去一周主对我的说话。Not
only from the book of Exodus,
不仅是从出埃及记的说话。But
I was reminded a lot about many other portions.
更是其他的地方，很多的地方都对我有说话。I
was encouraged.
我很得鼓励。And
I was confirmed. I mean, I felt many things that I heard, I even spoken, have been confirmed.
我也觉得我们过去的一些说话和我们的看见都被印证了。And
I also felt very much strengthened through this kind of speaking.
我也觉得最近的那些说话也让我们呢非常的这个得着这个加强。So
I want to share with you what I have been helped by or how I have been encouraged by.
我也是想和弟兄姊妹分享，我是怎么从这些话得着鼓励，并且得加强的。And
I thought to myself, how should I share it with you so that while you are reviewing more during these coming days, to enter more into this burden.
我也是在考虑如何和弟兄姊妹一同在要来的日子里面进入这个负担的时候，来得着更多。You
know the burden. Of the entire Bible is altogether consistent.
我们知道整本圣经从始至终是一贯是一致的。
Particularly in view, if you view this in God's purpose.
当然，你是从如果从神的目的、神的旨意的角度来看，是完全一致的。
You want to, because the God's purpose gives us that uplifted view.
当然，主的这个神的旨意给我们一个拔高的看见。
So this morning I have chosen this topic.
所以今天早上我选了这样一个题目。
I want to share with you the celestial view from Exodus.
我今天早上的题目要交通从属天的眼光来看出埃及记。
You will see that actually why I was so very much encouraged this week.
你也会看到我为什么这一周得到了如此的鼓励。
You know, this is, as I mentioned earlier, this is the second time we revisit the book of Exodus.
我提过了，这是第二次，我们最近第二次来看出埃及记。
During the winter training, actually covered the first part of the book of Exodus.
冬季训练的时候，把出埃及记的头一部分交通过了。
It covers the first 18 chapters of Exodus.
就是出埃及记的头十八章。
And you see, the book of Exodus has 40 chapters.
出埃及记当然有四十章圣经。
And so you think that is a sort of reasonable division to divide it into two times.
你觉得这是把它应该分成两遍就两段就可以了。
Actually, this time starts with Exodus chapter 19, but it did not go all the way to Exodus chapter 40.
但是呢，这一次实际上夏季训练并没有从十九章到最后，乃是从十九章到了某个阶段。
And the point is that so the division, okay, now please notice this, this is very important. The division is not based on the length of the book.
我们要注意到这次的分段不是根据这个章节的长短。
Neither is it divided in such a way because of the abundance of the content of the book.
也不是照着这个圣经这段圣经里面哪部分更丰富来分别的。
But rather,This division is to show that there are really two perspectives in this book.
但是它这次的分段是特别从两个不同的观点来看的。
This is very interesting. This time I'm very much impressed by this point.
我这次就对一些点呢，对这个分段呢是非常有感觉。
We need to see the book of Exodus actually provides us with two different perspectives.
我们要从两个不同的角度来看这个出埃及记。
You may say one is passive, one is active.
你也可以说一个是被动的，一个是主动的。
Oh, you can say one is negative, one is positive.
你也可以说一个消极，一个积极。
And actually, they are as different as night is from day.
正如这个区别，正如这昼和夜的分别一样。
Actually, if you think about it, it's really not difficult to see.
实际上你如果看的话，并不是那么难就能看出这些来。
Because you think about this book,
你如果来看出埃及记的话
，This book started with the children of Israel in Egypt.
当然，这是出埃及记一开始就讲到。以色列人在埃及。
They were under slavery. They were under bondage.
他们在奴役和捆绑之下。
And
捆锁之下。
They were under affliction. They were really suffering a great deal.
他们那时候是处于一种受苦和这个受奴役的光景。
So they cry out to God.
当然，他们向神哭诉呼求。
And they cried out for deliverance.
他们向神。呼求拯救
，and God sent Moses to deliver them.
主就差出一个拯救者摩西来拯救他们。
And okay, so what was God's deliverance?
但是什么时候主来拯救他们呢
？The deliverance, of course, is to bring them out of Egypt.
当然，那个拯救是把他们从埃及带出来
，bring them out of the land of bondage and slavery.
是从那个受奴役、受捆绑的境地带出来。
But it is not just to bring them out of Egypt.
不仅把他们从埃及带出来。
What is the purpose of bringing them out?
但是带出来的目的到底是什么
？Okay, so therefore, this book of Exodus actually provides you this kind of a perspective. The first half is, you might say, it's the point of view from the children of Israel.
所以这个出埃及记这两段，第一段特别讲到从犹太人的角度，从他们的观点。是什么样一个观点
？They were under slavery, they were in suffering, they were in affliction, so they want to be delivered from this.
他们在奴役之下正在受苦受折磨，他们是盼望被拯救。
And to them, their practical situations were very close.
对他们来说呢，他们实际的需要，实际的情形是非常非常简单的。
So that is one side.
那是一面的观点。
Of course, that's passive. That is negative.
当然那是被动的和消极的。
So God sent Moses to deliver them.Out.
当然，主差遣摩西要把他们带出来。
And then, this second part of the book of Exodus actually gives us a completely different perspective.
第二段这个角度呢，和前面是完全不一样的。
Let me just say that this perspective is not no longer from the children of Israel, but it is from God's point of view.
这一段呢，就不是从犹太人、这以色列人如何来看，乃是从神的观点。如何来看这个光景
So how am I going to share with you about these two perspectives?
那我今天如何来和你们分享这两面的观点呢
Okay, now there are many things that I was reminded of.
实际上这段圣经啊，让我想起许许多多的事情来
You know, firstly, let me mention this word Exodus.
首先我要来讲什么是出埃及
This word Exodus, of course, is the name of the second book of the Pentateuch.In the Old Testament.
当然，这是摩西五经里面第二卷书的书名。
But I must tell you, dear brothers and sisters, actually surprised me a bit. Actually, I knew this before. Actually, this word Exodus is not a Hebrew word.
当然，我这次也蛮吃惊的，就是这个出埃及这个字不是希伯来语。
Actually, this word Exodus is a Greek word.
这个出埃及是一个希腊字。
And this word actually is not used very often.
这个字用的很不常见。
And you know, usually when we talk about this word Exodus, we usually link it with coming out of Egypt.
我们有时候听到出埃及这个词，当然顾名思义就是从埃及出来。
Of course, it is related to the book of Exodus.
当然是和出埃及记有关系的。
But don't forget, this is not the original title of this book.
但是要知道，这不是原来这卷书的书名。
I must tell you, I was a bit surprised.This word was not very often used.
我要告诉你们，我有点吃惊，因为这个字啊不是常见的。
So I'm going to start with this verse, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 22.
我要从希伯来书十一章二十二节来开始我的交通。
So I told you I was reminded a lot about many different portions.
当然，我告诉你们，我想起许多的经节来。
In Hebrews chapter 11 is a chapter on men of faith.
当然，希伯来书十一章是讲到许多信心之人的记载。
One of them is Joseph.
其中一个就是约瑟。
And Hebrews 11:22, by faith Joseph, nearing his end, made mention of the Exodus.Of the sons of Israel and gave orders concerning his bones.
约瑟因着信在临终的时候提到以色列子孙将来出埃及的事，并且为自己的骸骨留下遗嘱。
Actually, this is recorded at the end of the book of Genesis, the first book of the Pentateuch.
这句话是在创世纪最后记载的。
Now, this word Exodus really is related to the book of Exodus.
当然，这个地方就直接和出埃及。联系起来了。
But it's very interesting if you look at this other translations.
你如果去看其他的译本的话。
If you look at the King James translation.
你如果来看这个钦定本的话。
It says, by faith Joseph nearing his end made mention of, didn't say the Exodus, but the departing.
他那个这个钦定本讲的就是离开。
Departing of the sons of Israel and gave orders concerning his bones.
那地方讲的就是没有用这个出埃及，乃是用这个离开这个字。
And if you have Darby translation, Darby's translation is going away.
你如果用这个达密的译本，他就说要走出去。
Okay. And if you look at your Recovery Version Chinese, okay, the Recovery Version Chinese says going out to, and then Egypt.But under the Egypt, it has dots, means originally it's not there.
在这个恢复本，我们是中文的里面，实际上也是讲的就是出这个事情。那个埃及下面，那原来原文里面是没有埃及这个字的。
So in other words, okay, in other words, this word Exodus simply means out.
所以这个出埃及这个字的本身就是出去。
Actually, this word has two parts.
啊，这个词呢是两部分组成的。
The first part is ex.
第一个就是 ex 出这个 ex 这个出。
And the second part is hodos, which means the way.
啊，第二个部分这个词就是啊 hodos 就是出去
那个路
路啊出去的路。
So ex simply means the way out.
啊，这个出埃及就是出去的路。
So the emphasis is on out.
啊，这个重点是。出去，这个出。
The emphasis is not on out of what.
啊，并没有说是从哪出去。
Because you will come to see this point. It's very important. Okay.
你会看到这个点非常重要。
Okay. So I was reminded of something.
啊，我受提醒，我被提醒到某些点。
I was reminded of the word, the church, in the New Testament.
啊，我受提醒啊，新约。召会这个词是什么意思
？You know, in the New Testament, this word, the church, in Greek, it is ecclesia.
在新约里面，希腊文这个召会这个词就是艾克利西亚。
Okay, and the first part is ek.
第一部分就是 ek.
It can be actually ek is the same as ex.
啊，这个 ek 就和这个出埃及那个 exo 是一样的。
You don't know how much.Even living in this country, how much anglicized word we have here? We have four exit signs here.
你不知道我们在这个地方啊，我们已经被英文影响到，这个被英文影响到，这地方我们有四个 X, E X,
which means 出口啊。
啊，就是说的是个出口。
And which means this is the place to go out. Yeah, this is the way out. Okay, so now this X.Is actually the same thing as the first part of ecclesia.
啊，这个出埃及的头一部分这个字根，就和这个召会这个字根是一个字根。
Oh, this is wonderful. Let me tell you.
这是非常非常奇妙的。
Because you see, Exodus is not out of Egypt. It's not.
啊，所以出埃及并没有埃及这个意思。
It just says out.
只是一个出来。
And just like the church, it didn't say out.Of the world, but it is called out.
所以这个召会这个词的意思也是，并没有说是从世界出来，乃是呼召出来的人。
Now this is really wonderful.
这是非常好的，非常奇妙的。
Now you see, when you get to the book of Exodus, don't forget ecclesia.
如果你在读出埃及记的时候，不要忘了召会这个希腊字。
Therefore, all the experiences the children of Israel.They went through in the book of Exodus is a type for the New Testament saints.
所以我们读出埃及记的时候要知道，以色列人在出埃及记里面的所有的经历，就是新约神的子民在召会里的经历。
And that experience based on your view.
这个经历是根据我们的眼光和角度。来决定的。
What kind of a view?
我们应该有什么样的眼光
？Oh, I'm under such slavery and such trouble and such affliction. I wish I get out.
我是受奴役、受捆绑、受辖制、受苦的光景。我真的想脱开这个光景。
You want to get out of Egypt?
你想从埃及出来
？You want to get out of the world?
你想从世界出来
？But in these two words, Exodus and Ecclesia, yes.God wants us to be out, but not just out from there, but into something.
啊，所以出埃及记或者召会这个词，并不是只说让我们从那个地方出来，但是更重要的是让我们进入另外一个境界。
Okay, so now let's look at First Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
那我们现在看彼得前书二章九节。
A very familiar verse.
这是很熟悉的一处经节。
Actually, it's quite recently that we have been sharing on the matter of priesthood.
最近我们一直在分享祭司的国度。
And first,
祭司体系。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9 talks about the priesthood.
啊，对，彼得前书二章九节讲到这个祭司的体系。
But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood.
你们是蒙拣选的族类。是君尊的祭司体系
，a holy nation, a people acquired for a possession.
是圣别的国度，是买来做他产业的子民。
So that you may tell out the virtues of him
好，这为了让你们宣扬，来招我们出黑暗。
OK，
入他奇妙之光者的美德。
OK， now we're going to talk about the X。
啊，这时候我们讲这个出。
OK， he said that you may tell out the virtues of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light。
这时我们就看到，这地方是把我们呼召出来，并且进入他奇妙之光。
This out is X。
啊，这个出来，这个就是出埃及的这个出。
But it's not just X of Egypt。
这并不是说从，只是从说从埃及出来。
But it is into his marvelous light。
但是更是重要的是进入他奇妙的光。
It is a different perspective。
这是从不同的角度、不同的观点来看这个出和入。
It is not just in the beginning of the book of Exodus。
不仅是从出埃及记的一开始。
And it is in the second part。Of the book of Exodus.
乃是我们来到出埃及记的第二部分。
Okay, now, but I still think that because the saints are so familiar, or at least are more familiar with the New Testament, so I'm going to stay on the New Testament for a while.
因为弟兄姊妹们对新约更熟悉，所以我就在新约上多花一点时间。
You know, I was thinking about how do I use these examples that saints are more familiar with to.Explain this point.
我一直在考虑如何用弟兄姊妹熟悉的例子来解释这个我这个观点。
You know, the book of Ephesians is the book on the church, right?
以弗所书是专特讲召会的一卷书。
Now I'm going to bring out these two aspects about the church.
我要从以弗所书来看我刚才讲的这两个观点。
If we go to Ephesians chapter 2 verses 5 and 6,
如果我们来到以弗所书第二章五节和六节，
he said, even when we were dead in offenses,
我们原是死在过犯和并罪之中，
made us alive together with Christ, by grace you have been saved.
竟然在我们因过犯死了的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
And raised us up together with him, and seated us together with him in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus.
又叫我们在基督里一同复活，一同坐在诸天界里。
You see, these are talking about the church people, huh?
这是讲到召会的召会人。
And before we were saved, we were dead in trespasses and sins.
我们得救以前，我们是活在罪和过犯罪和死中。
And but when we were yet still in dead in sins and dead in offenses, God made us alive together with Christ.
我们当我们死在过犯并罪之中的时候，主叫我们与基督一同复活。
I want you to see this picture. There is a kind of a change of sphere.
我要让弟兄怎么看到这地方有一个境界的转换。
There is a very strong contrast between death and resurrection.
这地方有一个非常强的对比，就是从和死亡和复活的对比。
And he said, and raised us up together with him, and seated us together with him in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus.
叫我们与他一同复活，并且和他一同坐在诸天界里。
He's now talking about resurrection.
这地方他并没有直接讲到复活。
He said, raise him up.
只是说把他从死人中重新的起来。
And when you are rising up from the dead, you are in a different realm, in a different sphere.
当你从死人中起来的时候，你就进到了另外一个境界里面。
And in this sphere, you are in the domain of resurrection.
当在这个境界里的时候，你就进到一个复活的辖区里面。
You know, recently we've been using this word domain. I think it's just a wonderful word.
我们最近呢用了许多次这个辖区这个词，这是一个非常奇妙的字。
Because in this domain of one, in the sphere of death, the result is death.
当然在这个死的这个范围这个辖区里面的时候，死就是死嘛。
But in the realm, in the domain of resurrection,death cannot hold the resurrection life.
当然进到了这个复活的辖区里面，死亡不能限制复活的生命。
So you see this word ecclesia and the word exodus, meaning God has called us out into another sphere, another domain.
召会这个词 Ecclesia 和出埃及记 Exodus 这两个词都是把我们要召出来进入另外一个境遇另外一个辖区
And this is very much related to the matter of resurrection
这个和复活是有极大的关系
Okay, now so I'm going to spend some time with you on 1 Corinthians chapter 15
我要来到哥林多前书第十五章
Just be patient with me because I'm developing what I'm going to speak to you.
盼望弟兄姊妹们忍耐一点，我正在把我这个思路一点点的向你们阐明出来。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 is a chapter on resurrection.
我们知道哥林多前书第十五章是一章讲专门讲复活的一章圣经。
Of course, in that chapter of resurrection, you see this very strong contrast of death.And the resurrection.
在这一章里面，我们看到很强的对比，就是死亡和复活的对比。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3 and 4.
在这一章里面的第三节和第四节
，Paul said, "For I delivered to you first of all that which also I received, that Christ died of our sins according to the Scriptures."
我从前所领受又传于你们的，就是第一，基督照着圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了。又照着圣经所说，第三天复活了。
And as he was buried, and that he was buried, and that he has been raised on the third day according to the scriptures.
Amen.
So we know that the third day is related to the matter of resurrection.
我们知道这第三天、第三日是和复活有关系的。
The 3 days actually marks the difference between death, burial, and resurrection.
这三天就是把这个死和埋葬，还有复活就分别开了。
Okay, remember the 3 days.
记住这
third day.
记住这第三日。
And then, in verse 40.
在这个十五章的第四十节。
He said, "There are also heavenly bodies and earthly bodies."
讲的有属天的形状，也有属地的形体。
But the glory of the heavenly is one thing, and that of the earthly is another.
属天的是一种情形，属地的是另外一种。
Verse 47. The first man is out of the earth, earthy. The second man is out of heaven.
头一个人乃是出于地。是属土的，第二个人乃是出于天。
As the earthy is, such are they also that are earthy, and as the heavenly is, such are they also that are heavenly.
属土的怎样，凡属土的都怎样；属天的怎样，凡属天的也都是怎样。
Now I'm not going to go through the grammar with you, but here there are several words I thought it was important to point out.
这地方我不要给你们讲什么语法，这地方有几个字啊。我想指出来
one is earthly or earthy
一个是就是属地的或者是地上的
and the other is heavenly
另外一个是属天的
actually the heavenly and the earthly of course refer to two completely different spheres
我们知道这个地和天是完全两个不同的范畴
but you see according to grammar it's heavenly it is an adverbBut it is not an adjective.
我们知道这个属天这地方是用的是个副词，而不是一个形容词。
So therefore, even in the translation, the Recovery Version used the word earthy, in verse 47.
我们看到在第四十七节那地方讲到属地，就是在地上这个词。
Okay, in contrast to earthly.
这个和这个属地的还不太一样。
Okay, now what I want to do is this.
这我要这样来解释
Because we have been sharing on Genesis 1:26 a long time
我们已经在创世纪一章二十六节交通过许多次
AndIn Genesis 1:26, we all know that God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over."
我们知道在创世纪一章二十六节讲到说，神说让我们按照我们的形象，照着我们的样式造人，使他们管理。
And this word "over" is a very important word.
这地方这个管理那些那个英文词是 over， 中文是叫什么？
之上，在那个
之上，在那个之上来管。
Okay. I mean, in other words, you are not
很重要一个字。
Yeah, meaning you are not under it, controlled by it.
你不是在他之下受他管制，乃是在他之下。之上要来管理他。
You have to see that when the children of Israel were in Egypt, they were under, right?
当以色列人在埃及的时候，他们是在埃及的奴役之下。
God wants to bring them out.
神想把他们带出来。
From under to over.
啊，想把他们从那之下带上来，让他们成为在众民之上的。
So, but anyway, this morning I have this burden I want to share with you. I want to introduce another pair of words.
啊，今天早上我想再给你们交通另外一对的一个一对对应的词。
And they are to me they are very very important.
我觉得这两个词很重要。
I will start to introduce this today this morning, but I won't.Have too much time to explain it.
我来介绍这两个词呢，但是我没有多少时间来解释这两个词。
Okay, and this pair of words, I think it's very important, and I hope we will learn to use these two words in the church life. That is the terrestrial and the celestial. Celestial.
这两个字呢，就是我们盼望在教会生活里面要来学，一个是属地的，一个是属天的。
And
如果我能写下来就好。
Yeah, yeah.
有粉笔没有？
粉笔应该在后面啊。There is a pencil, a pen. Okay.
Yeah.
T-R-I-A-L. T-R.
T-R-S-T-R.
少一个 R, yeah. Celestial 没有。Okay, now, these two words, you don't quite see it, but it is very important. These
这两个字不太常见。
One is belong to the earth, one is belong to the heaven.
这个是属地的，这个是属天的。
But these two words, okay, they both have the first part. Okay, both of them have this word epi. Epi means over.
这两个呢，都是有两个，可以说有两个字根的字缀，叫 epi， 就是 epi， 就是 epi， 就是 over 的意思，就是在这个之上。
Okay, when you are celestial, the heavenly view dominates.
你如果是在这个属天的这个词之下，这个。这个是他，这个是天来掌管的。
And if you are terrestrial, it's the earthly view that dominates.
如果我们是在这个属地的，是地的观点来掌控的。
Now I hope you start to see a little bit why I want to share this way.
你要我盼望你开始看见我为什么从这两个字的角度来看这个。
Because we live on the earth.
因为我们是居住在这地上。
We are affected by our daily life.
我们是受每天的日常生活来影响的。
We are affected by all the circumstances around us.
我们受我们周围的人事物所有环境的影响。
And so therefore, we are all terrestrial.
所以对于我们来说，我们都是属地的。
And I was thinking about this word, which was very interesting. The word is that we are standing on this terra firma.
我们是站在这个啊 terra firma， 就是
这个大地。
我们站在一个大地的之上。
You know, the ground is very, very solid.
我们这个地球啊是很结实的。
And we all stand on this firm ground.
我们是站在这个很坚固的这个地基之上。
But you don't know that because we are standing on the firm ground, we are all terrestrial.
也是因为我们站在这个地之上，所以我们都是属地的。
Now, what does Exodus tell us?
但出埃及记到底告诉我们什么？
Exodus tells us that even though we are standing on terra firma, and yet we can have terrestrial view.
Celestial
view.
虽然我们站在这个地上，我们是属地的，但是我们却可以有属天的眼光。
Do you understand this?
听懂了吧，弟兄姊妹们
？I hope you understand a little bit, okay?
盼望你们听懂了。明白。
I hope that through all these years we've heard a lot of things, and I was reminded this time the Book of Exodus reminds us we are on the earth.But we are not of the earth.
我们这些年听到很多的话，很多的说话，但是呢，今天我要特别的受，有这一个印象，就是我们虽然是在地上，但是我们却不是属地的。
Dear brothers and sisters, I believe if we have seen this, it's the burden of the second part of the book of Exodus, our Christian life will be revolutionized.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们看到这个观点，看到这个角度，我们从出埃及记的第二部分就会把我们基督徒的生活有一个大的翻转。
Okay, so now, fast forward a little bit on the book of Exodus.
我这现在就要快速的往前走，来看出埃及记。
Actually, this time we start on Exodus that we started in chapter 19.
我们现在看出埃及记十九章。
Yeah, but of course we know that at the beginning. Okay, I want you to see this. At the beginning, the first part, which was from last training, the Exodus chapter 318.
我们先来看出埃及记三章十八节。
And this was when God sent Moses to bring them out of Egypt.
这是神对摩西说，你要把他们带出埃及。
And they will listen to your voice, and you shall come, you and the elders of Israel, to the king of Egypt, and you shall say to him, Jehovah, the God of the Hebrews, has met with us, and now let us go a 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to Jehovah our God.
这地方说到说，他们必听你的话。你和以色列的长老要去埃及王对他说，耶和华以色列的希伯来的神遇见了我们，要让我们走三天的路程到旷野里去，我们好献祭给耶和华我们的神。
Now remember, 3 days is related to resurrection.
这地方我要再提醒，这地方三天的路程就连于那个第三日。
He didn't say that we will go out of Egypt.
他并没有说他要出来，从埃及出来。
But we will take a 3 days journey.
但是我们确实要走三天的路程。
And 3 days journey is very important.
这三天的路程非常重要。
Because 3 days is sufficient for them to be brought from one domain into another.
这三天已经是个很重要、很够长的时间，让他们从一个境界进入到另外一个境界里。
Chapter 5, verses 1-3.
第五章一到三节。
And afterwards, Moses and Aaron came and said to Pharaoh, Thus says Jehovah, the God of Israel, Let my people go that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness.
后来摩西和亚伦去对法老说，耶和华以色列的神这样说，让我的百姓去，他们好在旷野为我守节。
And Pharaoh said, Who is Jehovah that I should listen to his voice to let Israel go? I do not know Jehovah, and I also will not let Israel go.
法老说，耶和华是谁？不要我听他的话，我不认识，让以色列人去，我不认识耶和华，也不让以色列人出去。
And they said, The God of the Hebrews has met with us. Please let us go a 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to Jehovah our God. Otherwise, he will fall upon us with pestilence or sword.
他们说，希伯来人的神遇见了我们，求你让我们走三天的路程到旷野里去，我们好献祭给耶和华我们的神，免得他用瘟疫和刀剑来击打我们。
They still wanted to go for 3 days' journey, right?
他们还是坚持着要走三天的路程。
Well, we don't have time to go through all what happened.
我们没有办法很细的来看中间发生的过程。
Eventually, the 10 pestilence came to Egypt, and finally, Pharaoh had to let the children of Israel go.
最后，这个瘟疫和其他的灾难落在了这个埃及人身上，最后法老不得不让他们离开。
Now we fast forward to chapter 19.
快的往前走。来到十九章。
Now I want you to see, this is so wonderful.
我要让你们看到这地方是何等的奇妙的一段。
In the third month, after the children of Israel had gone out of the land of Egypt, on that very day they came into the wilderness of Sinai.
我们来看到以色列人出埃及地以后，到了第三个月的那一天，来到西乃的旷野。
I want you to see, dear brothers and sisters, it was not 3 days.
这地方你要看到不是三天。
It's 3 months.
那是三个月。
A lot longer.
哦，比那三天要长好多了。
And in the 3 months, they could have a clear break.
哦，这三个月他们可以和过去一个非常清楚的了断。
They can have a very clear break from the land of Egypt.
他们和这个埃及地有一个非常清楚的分开和了断。
And I don't want to read the other verses. Let's go on. And verse 3, and Moses went up to God.
第三节。
And Jehovah called him out of the mountain, saying, Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel.
摩西上了神那里，耶和华从山上呼唤他说，你要这样告诉雅各家，对以色列人说。
This is important, okay?
下面很重要。
You have seen what I did to the Egyptians.
我向埃及人所行的事你都看见了。
And how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself.
你也看见我像鹰一样把你们背在翅膀上带来归我。
You know, actually, they came out of Egypt not by airplanes.
你要知道他们出埃及不是坐飞机出来的。
And they came out of Egypt by walking.
他们是走出来的。
But this coming out of Egypt need to have a change of their perspective.
你要知道这个出埃及需要让他们有一个不同的观点。
And God said to Moses to tell them that you have seen what I did to the Egyptians.
神告诉摩西说你已经看见我向埃及人所行的。
If you go to the first part of the Exodus,
你如果到这个出埃及记的头一部分，
You have seen the detailed descriptions of how what God did.
那地方有非常细的描述，神是如何他是如何行使他的权柄在埃及人身上。
And the children of Israel, they saw everything in close range.
啊，以色列人在很近的距离看见了神的作为。
But dear brothers and sisters, please notice, even that is still somewhat terrestrial view.
要知道弟兄姊妹，就是那虽然那么近距离的观察，那还是属地的观察。
It was still affected by what happened on the ground.
那还是受地上所发生的事情的影响。
Now here God likened himself as an eagle.
这地方呢，神把他自己比喻成一只鹰。
I want to tell you, dear brothers and sisters, actually, Exodus chapter 19, verse 4 is the first time in the Old Testament this word eagle is used.
我要提醒弟兄姊妹们，在出埃及记十九章第四节，鹰这个字是在旧约里面第一次出现，平行的。
There are a few other verses on the eagles. I want to mention it here.
有几处还有其他的经节。讲到这个鹰，我要给你们指出来。
In Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 9.
在这个申命记32:9.
For Jehovah's portion is his people; Jacob is the allotment of his inheritance.
我看到耶和华的份本是他的百姓，雅各是他所当得的产业。
He found him in a land of wilderness and in a howling desert waste.
耶和华在旷野之地，在野兽吼叫的荒野遇见他。
He encircled him, cared for him with all attention. He guarded him like the pupil of his eye.
就环绕他，专顾他，保护他，如同保护眼中的同仁。
And the next verse is really a wonderful picture as how the eagles care for his young.
下一处经节是一个非常美妙的图画，来描述鹰如何来保护他的小鹰的。
As the eagle rouses his nest.Hovels over his young, spreads his wings, takes them, and bears them up upon his pinions.
这地方讲到说，又如鹰搅动巢窝，在雏鹰以上盘旋，展翅接取雏鹰，背在两翼之上。
I mentioned earlier, eagle is a bird that perched on tall trees.
我前面讲到说，鹰是居住在很高的树上。
And the nest usually is nested in the on tall trees.
它的窝很多时候搭在很高的树上。
And so that, of course, is for the protection and the safety of the young.
当然是为了那么高，是为了保护它的小鹰。
But also, the young one, as it was growing, becoming bigger and fatter, and never had the opportunity to exercise the wing.
当然，小鹰居住在那么高的上面，越长越大，越长越壮，但是还从来没有展翅飞翔过。
So therefore, one day the eagle will stir up the nest to push the young eagles to go out.
所以有一天，这个老鹰就会把小鹰搅动这个巢穴，把它踢出去，让它飞一飞。
And why he's doing that, the young eagles never used the wings, so was afraid to drop to dead.
当然，这个小鹰出窝的时候它从来没用过它的翅膀，有时候它不知道该怎么飞。
So trying to use it,
想这个把它的翅膀抖一抖，但是再往下掉。
And but the mother eagle always is watching and ready to, because of the height, so therefore he can come in at the last minute to catch the young.
所以这个母鹰呢一直在观察着，在跟着，所以到因为那个树很高，所以在往下倒掉的过程，在最后一在最后危险的时候一刻的时候，那个母鹰啊就会，就那个妈妈鹰啊就会起来把它给拖住。
So by giving that picture in Exodus chapter 19, actually, prepare the children of Israel that whatever happens, the mother eagle will always there to protect, to catch them.
所以我们就看到了，在出埃及记十九章，神用这幅图画来告诉以色列人，无论发生什么事情，这个母鹰到最后都会拖住这个小鹰。
Let me mention a couple more verses about the eagle.
我再讲几几处这个关于鹰的经节。
Psalm 103:5.
诗篇一百零三篇第五节。
He satisfied the prime of your life with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
他用美物使你所愿的得以满足，以致你如鹰返老还童。
You know, this is a marvelous verse.
这是一处啊非常奇妙的经节。
I mean, many people have different ways to explain this.
这处经节有许多不同的解释。
Somebody told us a story the other day.
前面一段时间有人告诉我们一个故事。
He said, you know, the eagles when they getting older. Well, you know, I don't know what's the lifespan of the eagle, but when they get older, their beak become more dull and weaker and so forth.
我也不知道这个鹰的寿命到底有多长。那前面讲到啊，这个鹰当它变老的时候，它的嘴巴也没有那么利了，它的爪子也没有那么锋利了。
But the renewal of the eagles has something to do that it will regrow their beak.And their claws.
这个鹰的返老还童，但是它是需要它的这个这个。
会。
它的爪子和它的嘴巴都要重新长。
So in other words, you know, this picture about the eagle is really very, very meaningful.
这个地方这个鹰的这幅图画是非常有意义的。
But I think today, this morning, I only want to point out that the view from the height is what God wants us to have.
我今天特别要指出来，这个从这个高的角度，这是神特别让我们看到这个高，从这个高的角度来看这件事情。
It's the celestial view from the eagle's mount.
就是特别想让我们从这个属天的这个角度，从这个鹰的这个角度来看这件事情。
And then, in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29.
以赛亚书四十章二十九节。
He gives power to the faint, and to those who have no vigor.He multiplies strength.
疲乏的他赐能力，无力的他加力量。
Although youth will faint and become weary, and the young man will collapse exhausted.
就是少年人要疲乏困倦，年轻人也必力竭衰倒。
Yet those who wait on Jehovah will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and will not faint, and they will walk and will not become weary.
但那等候耶和华的却重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
Actually, you know, this time when I went through the outlines and I look at all those transcriptions, there are many, many detail points.
这次我读这个纲要和这个清抄本的时候，里面有很多的细节。
And as you review them.
当你们将来复习这些信息的时候
，Don't become weary and exhausted.
盼望你们不要疲乏，也不要无力。
And I believe it is that we need to have such a uplifted celestial view to see this book.
我盼望弟兄姊妹们将来你们复习的时候，能有一个拔高并且属天的眼光。来看出埃及记。
You know, there are many, many points. There are many big points.
当然，这些信息里面有几个很重要的一个很有几个很大的很重要的点。
I'm not going to touch on any of them today.
今天没有机会来交通这些点。
But you know, from the matter of the law.
但是从就我从律法的角度来说。
From the matter of the covenants.
从这个约的角度来看。
From the matter of the word.
从这个神的话的角度。
And actually, they are there. Is the priestly service in the later chapters?
在这个后面的章节里面讲到祭司的侍奉。
And there is the also the feasts.
当然讲到这个守节。
And there is this vision, in a clear background.
也讲到在这个晴朗的天之下的这个意象。
All these points need to be taken from a celestial view.
所有这些观点，所有这些看见，都需要从属天的角度来重新再看。
We all need to be uplifted in our views.
我们需要把我们的眼光和观点拔高。
Don't look at our circumstances.
不要看我们的环境。
Thinking, you know, the church life is already too busy and too demanding.
不要想着说教会生活已经很忙了，已经有对我们有太多的要求了。
There are too many things around that I cannot manage.
这周围的事情发生的太多了，我没办法来跟得上。
Our views need to be uplifted.
我们的眼光需要拔高。
You know, I believe this is the time God will bear us as on eagle's wings.
我觉得这个时候就是神要把我们背负在他鹰的翅膀上的时候。
We will see a much larger vista.
我们会真的是在高的拔高的角度看到一个更广阔的境遇。
Then we will understand what did the Lord Jesus mean when he prayed for his disciples in John 17.
这也我们就开始明白主耶稣在约翰十七章他是如何和他的门徒们的祷告的真正的意义。
He prayed to the Father, I do not ask that you would take them out of the world, but you would keep them out of the hands of the evil one.
他向父祷告说，他说他不求使这些门徒离开世界，但是他却求父保守他们脱离那恶者。
They are not of the world,
他们不属于这世界。
Even as I am.
正如主耶稣自己不属这世界一样。
So remember the Exodus.
记得这个出埃及这个字的意思。
Remember the word ecclesia.
也记得召会这个字的意思。
We're not just coming out of Egypt. We're not just coming out of the world.
我们不是从埃及出来和世界出来的问题。
We are in the world.But we are not of the world.
但是虽然我们是在世界里，但是我们不属于这个世界。
Our feet is on firm ground.
我们就是站在这个地球上。
But our view is not terrestrial.
但是我们的眼光不是属地的。
Our view is celestial.
我们的眼光是属天的。
Then I believe, dear brothers and sisters, if we review this way, then we'll be able to echo what Paul said.In Acts chapter 26.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们从这个角度，从这个观点来看，我们所要学习的这些信息的时候，我们就会明白保罗在使徒行传二十六章所说的。
In Acts chapter 26, verse 18, Paul testified before King Agrippa.
这地方保罗向着亚基帕王做见证说。
And he told Agrippa how the Lord Jesus has led him.
他向亚基帕王做见证，主耶稣如何得着他
，and commission him
就是吩咐他
to open their eyes to turn them from darkness to light。
讲到说，他主耶稣要差保罗到那些外邦人那里去，叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗转入光中。
From the authority of Satan to God，
从撒旦的权下转向神。
That they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in me。
又因借着信入主耶稣得蒙赦罪，并在一切圣别的人中得着基业。
You see again here is from darkness to light。
这地方我们也看到是从黑暗转入光中。
Not just to get out of the darkness,
不是只说从黑暗出来
but you have to enter into the sphere or the domain of light.
还是需要进入一个境界或者是一个光的辖区里面。
And from the authority of Satan to the authority of God.
从撒旦的权势下进入到神掌权的辖区里面。
It's altogether a matter of domain.
这些都是一个辖区的转移的问题。
And therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
所以他说，亚基帕王啊，故此我没有违背那从天上来的异象。
I mean, that's why, according to what I shared today, I would like to change that. I mean, Paul, we will echo this with Paul, I was not disobedient to the celestial view from the eagle's mount.
我今天想把这个词呢稍微改一下，就是亚基帕王啊，我故此没有违背那从天的角度来的意象。
And so I believe that if we really review this, or if we enter into the burden of the book of Exodus in this way,
如果我们从这个角度、这个眼光来看出埃及记的时候、
I believe our Christian life will be strengthened, encouraged, and
revolutionized.
我觉得如果从这个角度，我们基督徒的生活、就会得着鼓励。加强，并且甚至于有个革命性的变化。
So I hope I will stop here.
我停在这个地方。
And I hope that many saints will share.
我盼望很多的弟兄姊妹们从能够出来分享。
Some of you were in the training.
有一些你们是在夏季训练里面。
Some of you were not.
有些没有。
But that's okay.
都没有问题。
And I think what I have shared with you is not based on just what I read or what I heard this week, but mainly from what I learned in the past also.
今天 我所分享的并不是完全从这个信息里面、这次、信息里面出来的，也包括很多我过去 所经历、所学习的。
And I believe that is the purpose of us going on in the church life in this way.
这也是我们如何把我们教会生活实行下去的很关键的点。
Because the burden in the Bible is altogether consistent.
我们就要回来重新说，整本圣经关于神目的和旨意的这条线是完全前后一致的。
In order to have such a consistent view,
为了有这样一个从前到后一直一贯的观点。
Don't remain in the terrestrial, but come up to the celestial.
我们就必须脱离这个属地，进入属天。
That is why I want to introduce this pair of words.
这就是我为什么要把这一对的词介绍给弟兄姊妹。
May the Lord bring us more into the experience of seeing this every day.
盼望弟兄姊妹们，主把我们带到把从这个观点把我们带到每一天教会生活我们对主的经历里面。
Okay.We can stay together. We have some prayers, and then we can have some sharing. We won't divide into language meetings. I think it's good to be together.
今天我们不分语言聚会了，我们都留在这个地方，一点祷告，然后我们就开始申言。
对，好，
报告是吧？
好好好，你要不要现在报告一下？
我现在报告一下。
Yeah, 先报告一下。
Okay. Couple of things I want to announce to the saints. 再帮我翻译一下。
嗯。好。好，
我自己翻还是翻？来，刘弟兄，帮我翻一下，好不好
？Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah, just a minute. Yeah, it's okay.